This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And would you please get on it? What I mean by that, I'll wait if you want me to. Head over to Amazon.com or over to my website. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Right? All the things that they love to hate, I've got wrapped up in that book. And all the things that we've talked, if you're new to the show, just go look at some of the stuff I've written. Go look at some of the segments I've done and check it out. All those things that you, we're not allowed, apparently a white guy, a conservative, a Republican, a Christian, excuse me, can't talk about women's issues. We can't talk about black issues. You know, can't talk about, well, we're not supposed to. They don't like it when you talk about that stuff. Especially if you make sense. Although they're not going to give me any credit for making sense. I'm just a bigoted, homophobic, whatever. And the sad part about it, some of you have heard me say this before, I don't care. I really don't care. If 15 years ago, you know, well, we hit the ground running tonight, didn't we? 15 years ago, if you had said to me, gee, Joe, you know, phew, I listen. You sound like a racist, man. Or a bigot, or a homophobe. You really, my God. But they have taken the words, and I'm going to prove this in a second. They've taken the words away from us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. They've redone these words. I don't even know. You can't even use a dictionary definition of these words anymore. Seriously. So, earlier, I got a clip I want to play for you. This is a young human. I don't know any other way to put it. This is a young human from England who, and I said, I have a gay friend, believe it or not. I have a couple of them. I sent this to a few of them and said, what do you think? And all I got back was an OMG, like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this. I want you to hear what this person said, then we'll talk about it a little bit, okay?
The single most common question I get asked is, are you a boy or are you a girl?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. Now, the reason that this person is getting that question asked is if you look at them, I think years ago they used to call them metrosexuals or something like that, where there's no really distinguishing marks. When you look at her, she looks like, she's got a guy's kind of haircut. No real strong masculine features on her face or anything like that. Now, I would imagine as she gets older and bigger, things might develop and it might change altogether. But that's why the question is asked. And she goes out of her way not to look like anything in particular. So listen to the logic of the left when it comes to this.
The simple answer is no. But then the response after that is usually a very confused, what? So here is the explanation. I am non-binary, and that means I identify as something other than male or female. Our society and history has led us to believe over thousands of years that there are only people who are male and people who are female.
Yeah, just like there's only, like, you know, animals, insects, humans. That doesn't make sense either, though, I guess.
But that is because past society has based gender on physical sex. The truth is that gender is in the brain, and physical sex is...
Gender is in the brain of physical sex. Now, we've all also been taught that sex is an act, right? It's not what you are. It's an act. Now, gender is in the head. And just getting more... I mean, everything I learned as a child growing up apparently doesn't mean anything.
Completely separate and different thing that is private to every individual. What people really mean when they're asking the boy or girl questions creepily, so, what genitals do you have?
See, now that they've said that, my plan works. My plan works from a standpoint of, look, if you're all caught up in the bathroom stuff and you don't want to be called girl or boy or this or that, everybody has certain genitals. It's not that hard. So if we're all caught up in terminologies, and the left loves to change the words as we go, really, seriously, we'll talk about this a little later, but they want to change the terminologies. They want to change all this stuff as we go. Well, then use pictures, right? Because pictures are better than 1,000 words. And like I said, you put pictures of the two different genitals up on the different doorways to the bathrooms. And on the one, you just say, if you have these, come here. If you have these, go in here. It's really that simple. And then nobody gets caught up in the male, female, what gender, girls' room, boys' room, men room, boom, boom, blah, 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 right?
People need to realize it doesn't matter what living meat skeleton you've been born in, it's what you feel that defines you. Non-binary is a blanket term for anyone who...
Well, actually, it kind of does matter what skin you've been born into, what pieces and parts you have. Because I'll tell you what, after the baby's born, I can put him up to my nipple for days at a time. It's going to starve to death.
...identifies out with the binary gender. There are endless ways of being non-binary, and no two people identify the same way. So just remember, gender is what you feel, not what your parts are.
Think about this. If gender is what you feel, that means it's fluid. It changes from day to day. It changes depending on how you feel about things, does it not? Oh, come on. Help me out here. Right? If you feel... Well, I don't even know where to go with this. I don't know how you pull this off as a whole. Because ultimately what it works out to is, if I'm feeling kind of feminine today, then today I'll be Miss. I guess you can't even use that terminology anymore because that really doesn't apply. Right? It's Miss or Mrs. or whatever. And then if I'm feeling a tad masculine, then it's Mr. next. This is so confusing. And I'll bet you if I sat down with one or some of these people, they couldn't explain it either, really. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Hopefully, our mad black man from Baltimore joins us after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bradley Dean snuck into the chat room. What do you call that thing? Facebook feed. Earlier. I don't know if he's still there or what, but you got to go check out his show, Sons of Liberty Radio. Not now. He's on during the day, he's on earlier in the day. So check him out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll love his show as well. He's part of the GCN family. We're on Genesis Communication Network. You can find us on about 30 stations across the country. Head over to the list, the stations list, and on my website, therealside.com. Buy my book. Buy stuff from the website, please. Hey, I'm just asking. And I know a lot of you tuned in tonight to see Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore. But don't He's doing family stuff tonight. So it's all cool. You know what I'm saying? I want to welcome Lenore from Florida. Right? You know, it's Orlando. But every time, how do you say that? Is it Orlando?
Orlando.
Yeah, but you got to do it with a little bit of a southern drawl. No? You don't?
No.
Just... Ooh. Are you sure about that? We're not going to get any nasties?
Nope.
Florida is not the South. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to play the last minute or so of this clip. This was a young human from England, and this is all over the place. So I sent this clip to a couple of my friends that are gay, and they were just smacking their heads. You know, what do you guys do, SMH, right, smack my head or something like that? And they read this thing, and they were like, I mean, they listened to this thing and said, Joe, this is just crazy. And you can't decide that what you feel is what you are. This goes back to my argument that I've always had about you, some of you parents who always told little Johnny and little Susie, you can be whatever you want to be. Well, look, I understand the premise behind that, but apparently you look at the current group of young people, you gave them no guidelines. Right? I mean, seriously, come on, think about this. So, I know you guys hate this. I know some of you on the left, when I speak like this, it makes you nuts. So just lock yourself in the cage now. Get it over with. There are differences between men and women. When this young human said, hey, what you were born with, what's on your bones, doesn't matter. Yes, it does. As a male, I can't feed a newborn baby. Do you know that? I don't know. Maybe this person didn't take biology or anything like that. You can't feed. I cannot provide sustenance from my body for that little child. But you as a female, you can do that. It really is that simple. Okay? And I'm sorry if you have kids in the car. Maybe this will spark a conversation. But I'm so tired of the garbage that these people spew. Okay? Two women sleeping together cannot produce offspring. It is impossible. Two men sleeping together, they can't produce offspring either. All right? I am not here to make fun of or poke fun at gay and lesbian people. I am specifically dealing with this gender fluidity, how it doesn't mean anything. Gender doesn't mean anything. Well, gender does mean something. And this male and... You know, really, why don't you walk up to a lion and ask it what gender it is today? I mean, does gender fluidity only apply to humans? Because it's whatever you feel. What if the poor little lion feels like it's a... I don't understand all these terms. There's like 78 of them. I don't know them all. And yes, there are 78 of them, really, seriously. Now, let me, can I read it? If you go back to the old-time dictionaries, and that's the other thing, these terms change. And they change at will, and it's like we're supposed to, what do you get, a dictionary update every quarter so you know what people are saying and why and what they have to say and what it means now? Man, you'd make me nuts. It would take me two quarters to learn how to respell this stuff, let alone what they mean. So let me play the last minute of this clip, and then we'll get into these gender definitions. Come on, I got to have some fun with this, or there's no reason to do it.
Anyway, so just remember, gender is what you feel, not what your parts are.
Gender is simply what you feel. Minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day.
Don't be afraid to be yourself.
Okay, I've never been afraid to be myself. Some of you don't like myself. I'm very fine with myself. But think about what you're saying. Anything you feel, that's what these people are doing now in the streets. The ones that are out there protesting Trump, they feel like they've been beat. They feel like somebody's taking advantage of them. They feel like the wrong person is president. And because they feel that way, now they're out there protesting in the street. Now they're out there screaming about who the new president is. All right? These people, and that's the way I'm going to put it, whether you like it or not, they got problems. They are totally detached from reality. So let's have some fun with this. So gender fluidity, the definition of gender. So, you know, you look in the older, I'll say, dictionaries. If you go to some of the ones online, it's really they have all been kind of brought in, corralled in, reined in, or what have you. So the male or female sex, or the state of being either male or female. Now, discrimination on the basis of gender is not allowed. But what if I don't know what gender you are? Right? Because, you know, think about the problems these people have caused themselves. Right? You can't discriminate based on gender. And when that was put in place, and maybe it was put in place because more men were getting jobs than women. So what if you have a guy, but today he decides he's a woman. He identifies as a female. What if he identifies as a black female? Who are you to say he isn't? Does he get moved up on the list because now they can't discriminate against females? How does this actually work? What are the guidelines? The problems that they create when they do this are just amazing. And then the Dixit, this is the Cambridge Dictionary, doesn't totally 100%, but starts to fall in line with that. Now, the gender, the new translation or the new definition of gender is the state of being male or female, typically used in reference to social or cultural differences, rather than biological ones, right? It's synonymous with sex. Now, here's the problem with that. Didn't we just hear that gender and sex were two different things? They can't even agree amongst themselves. This is the argument I have all the time with these people. Yes, I said these people again. Get over yourselves. Right? They fight over gender neutrality and how nobody should be called anything in some cases. Because that's really what makes the world equal. But we start calling people male and female, that's when everybody's equal. Okay, sure. Obviously, they don't want to admit to the reality. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Being
self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back.
You're
listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This happens to me all the time. I don't want to go down this road. I don't want to spend as much time doing this. But then I get into this, and you start to see the lunacy behind it. You know, how we've allowed our kids, our young people, this is why they're in the world of hurt that they're in right now. They really, I don't even know if it's entitlement. Maybe it's a sickness. When they don't get the job they want, they're not getting paid what they want, they're not getting the recognition they want, they curl up in the fetal position, they start to cry and whine and kick and scream. This is what all this protesting is about. They think if they make enough noise, mommy and daddy can come save them. And maybe pull the big bad Trump out of office. You know, I wrote a piece a couple of years back about this. I know I made a left crazy with it. Because I'm so tired of all this garbage. Like, this isn't real stuff. And I said, you know, and I mean this sincerely. God forbid. I'm not giving you this example because I want them dead. I don't mean this at all. But God forbid there's an explosion or a fire and the bodies are burned or charred beyond recognition. I got some news for you. You can't say two people were killed today and we don't know whether they were male or female because we didn't talk to them before they died to see how they felt. You know, with DNA testing, you look at the chromosome setup, guess what? It ain't that hard. You're going to be able to tell whether they were male or female. There's no way around it. You may think that it's okay. You may think it's okay to deal with something, to say something a certain way, or to think it's okay to say, today I'm identifying this way, but it doesn't work that way, people. And again, you've taught these kids, these young people, you've taught them it's all right. You know, I mean, tonight I'm going down this road. Again, I wasn't going to do this, but some of you seem to be, you're on it and you understand how it works. And I may stay here to drive home a point. Again, we've allowed our young people to believe that anything, look at anything you set your mind to, anything you want to do, if you work hard at it, if you study properly, if you get, you know, you get the right internships. We've got people that want internships and they want to be paid for it. When I was growing up in the computer world, I would have done anything to get a job in as an intern. Paid my own gas, my own way, my own lunch, and everything. I did it for free so I could learn the trade. Now they want to know how much it pays. Is there vacation time? Are the sick days? What are the benefits? It's an internship. Hello? I mean, seriously. And so we've gone down this road now. So just in now you think it's not just gender, though. Whatever I feel, whatever I believe. Right? I did a story a couple of nights ago about the 57-year-old guy that now identifies as a 9-year-old female. Why hasn't he been brought into a special place for living and been given drugs or given therapy? Now we've embraced this stuff as if it's the norm. 20 years ago, we would have looked at this person and go, okay, let's get you to the doctor. Now we go, isn't that nice? He's not hurting anybody by believing he's 9. So now we don't get them help because, you know, you could be anything you want to be in America. You know what I'm saying? And then we've got the story about becoming disabled by choice now. Now, this is not new. I grabbed these stories before. I think I've quickly done them a couple of times. I haven't really gone into detail with them. But again, we're right down to whatever you feel. See, this is along the theme I'm working with tonight. Whatever you feel is truth. Whatever you feel is reality. Can't be. It can't be right. Can't be real. And I love these people. Well, you're a right-wing conservative Christian, Joe. That's why you think that way. Well, no, that's not true, people. That's not, because, listen, yeah, I believe God laid all this out. I think it's man to keep screwing it up. And I could beat that to death for 3 hours, but I'm not going to. But if you're one of these Mother Nature people, you don't believe in God. You believe in Mother Nature and how Mother Nature works and all this other stuff. Are you telling me Mother Nature's that screwed up? Seriously? It can't help you figure out the difference between male and female? Why did it give the female all the parts to feed the little human that's coming out of your body? Right? Think about the world that some of these people on the far left live in. The baby isn't a baby until it's born. And even after it's born, I did that euthanasia piece last night, or what they call infanticide now. After the baby's born, you can still kill it. So I guess it doesn't have human rights then either. Or the parents or the doctors have a right to figure out whether it has value to live. My God, we've gone down the toilet as a society. And then we get a little further along, and don't name it a boy or girl because we don't want to confuse it. I'm sorry, it's not confusing to have something between your legs or not have something between your legs and not know what you are, what to call yourself, or what to do with yourself, or what room to walk into. That's not confusing at all. I don't even have a call. I didn't even need a college degree to screw this up. Think about it. And then you start telling this child at 7 or 8 years old, I'm going to do a story later on, about a young boy at 4 years old decided he was a girl. The parents should be locked up. They can't even decide what they want for dinner, lunch, or breakfast at 4 years old. They would have candy 24/7. And they allow that child to make a decision as to what sex it wanted to be or what gender or whatever you want to call it. That's how crazy this is. So becoming disabled by choice, not by chance. That's right. Now they're called transabled people. They feel like they're imposters in their own fully working bodies. These are people that have amputations. The doctor should be locked up here. The psychobabbler should be locked up here. So instead of working with them, instead of getting them to understand, hey, dude, you're supposed to have two arms and two legs. Right? Instead of working with them and helping them through their issue, whatever that issue is, no, let's just cut it off. That'll make it all better. You wonder why I have I have little hope for society. So this young man, when he cut off his right arm with a very sharp power tool, a man who now calls himself One Hand Jason, let everyone believe it was an accident. But he had for months tried different means of cutting and crushing the limb that never quite felt like his own. Well, who the heck did it belong to? He's had it since birth. He's been screaming about this forever. Nobody locked him up? Nobody got him the help he needed? Are you serious? He actually went to extensive training so he wouldn't. So when he did the act, when he finally completed the act, he wouldn't bleed to death. He'd be able to help himself. And then again, tried for months, tried to get rid of that limb. Crushed it. He tried cutting it, crushed it, the whole nine yards. He said his goal was to get the job done with no hope of reconstruction or reattachment. He said, I wanted some method that I could actually bring myself to do. I want you to think about this. Don't tell me, you know, these kids that go on the college campuses and shoot the place up, and then you find out afterward that people knew he was whacked. Why wasn't this kid, why wasn't this person checked out? Right? Now, the medical industry, the psychobabblists, have labeled people like Jason transabled. Now, see, that whole word trans, it's supposed to mean, if you get into the transsexual world, it means you're transitioning into another sex. You're transitioning into another gender. Whatever. I don't even know what to call it anymore. I'll call it what I want to. So they're calling them transabled. So they're transitioning into being disabled. Yes, I know that's an uncomfortable and disgusting term, but there are people that are disabled. Not differently abled. You know, they're disabled in certain areas. Now, feeling like imposters in their own bodies is what the psychobabblers call them. Their arms and legs are fully working, but somehow they don't feel like they belong to them. Again, I say, who in God's creation could they belong to? One of the doctors goes on to say, we define transability, as the desire or the need for a person identified as able-bodied by other people to transform his or her body to obtain a physical impairment. Unreal. This is an academic who is doing a presentation on transability. And he's doing a presentation at the Social Sciences and Humanities at the University of Ottawa. The person could want to become deaf, blind, amputee, paraplegic. It's a really, really...
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can find us, again, you can watch live and listen live at the website. That's therealside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah, it's not hard. It's real simple. And then if you don't want to buy it there, head over to Amazon.com. You can buy it there as well, and you get it in several different versions there, including the little Kindle version. I know some of you, nobody wants to turn pages anymore. Now they just want to read from the Kindle. If you're on Facebook, you know, every hour we have to reset. It works out better. So I know some of you get kicked off, and you go, well, hey, look, the show ended. I didn't know. No, you just come back, wait 2 minutes, and come on back. And you'll see the new show, the new segment will be up there as well. Always appreciate the comments that you make and the things that you say in the chat room there. Excuse me, in the feed. God. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about trans. And I'm not talking about transgender people. Okay? This gets better than that. We're talking transgenders, or we were. And now, what do you want to call this? Transabled people. These are people who have decided, and there's not three of them, there's more than three. These are people who've decided the limbs, you know, their arms and legs, fingers, whatever, that they have been born with, are not theirs. They're uncomfortable having arms and legs, apparently. And some of these people, you know, they could be one, maybe they want to be deaf, maybe they want to be blind, maybe they want to be a paraplegic. And doctors say it's a real strong desire. Now, let me see if I get this right. Researchers are trying to better understand how transabled people think and feel. Clive Baldwin, a researcher chair at the in narrative studies who teaches social work, has interviewed 37 people worldwide who identify as transabled. Most of them are men. About half are in Germany and Switzerland, but he knows of a few in Canada and the U.S. Most crave an amputation or a paralysis, though he has interviewed one person who wants his male part removed and another who wants to be blind. Yeah, they call those eunuchs in the Old Testament. Whatever. Many people like one-hand Jason arrange actions to help achieve the goal. One dropped an incredibly heavy concrete block on his leg in an attempt to injure himself. So bad an amputation would be necessary, but the doctor saved the leg. He limps, but it's not the disability he wanted. Let me repeat that. It's not the disability that he wanted. Why aren't these people locked up? Why aren't they being cared for? Why aren't they being given? This is a mental issue. You know, when it comes to mental health, it's just like the gun argument here in this country, in the United States. Yeah, California is its own country, too. Right? We never attribute anything to mental health. It's always the gun's fault. The gun got up in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, started whispering into the ear of the person that was sleeping, made them a little loony, so that they got up, got the gun, went out and killed people. That's how it always works. No. There's something wrong with that person. And as we find out on a regular basis, later on, that person had signs of that, and nobody's saying anything because they didn't want to be politically incorrect. They didn't want that person to get labeled as a loon. I'm okay with that. If you save a life, then label the person as a loon. It's okay. Goes on to say that the transabled are very secretive and often keep their desires to themselves. One 78-year-old man told the interviewer that he lived with the secret for 60 years and never told his wife. Some of his study participants do draw parallels, though, to the experience many transgender people express of not feeling like they're in the right body. Baldwin says this disorder is starting to be thought of as a neurological problem with the body mapping rather than a mental illness. But it's in the head, right? See, we go with mental illness and right away, it's the worst possible thing known to mankind. Mental illnesses, some can be fixed, right? He says it's a real problem because individuals become distressed. But again, I say, you're telling me that nobody around them knows about this? Right? Nobody around them has a clue that this is going on? This guy here should have his license taken away. A Scottish surgeon, Dr. Robert Smith, amputated the legs of two patients at their request. Think about that. Each one paid $6,000 apiece to have the surgery done. Two good, healthy legs. Now, this nut job goes on to say, as the public begins to embrace people who identify as transgender and trans people and trans disabled people, I'm not going to identify somebody who wants to cut a limb off because they don't think it belongs to them. They're uncomfortable with their leg. They're uncomfortable with an arm. Really? Come on, let this sink in a little bit. And, you know, the story is fairly long. There's a lot of more instances here. I'm not going to read them all on purpose. But it's a disorder, and these people need help. I'll give you another one that'll send you crashing into a tree here if you don't pay attention to yourself. Trans species. Yeah, we've done this a couple of times. Right? This is trans species is a real field. Doctors get paid to figure this one out. It's a field of psychology that states that humans and non-human animals share commonalities. You know, emotions, feelings, that kind of thing. Which, okay, maybe they do feel. And I'm sure they feel pain. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. But there's story after story after story about people making physical changes to their body. And who's paying for this, number one? Let's start off there. Number two is, why aren't these people being taken care of? I'll put it that way. I have no other way to put this. Here's a young lady, a 20-year-old woman, who actually walks around on her hands and feet, especially at home. She goes on to say, she'll say things like, oh, here, let me just read this to you, because I'm gonna lose my mind over this if I try to interject myself into it. Nano is her name. She's a 20-year-old woman. She says, I was born in the wrong species. Nano believes that she's trapped in a human female body instead of a feline body. A woman who hisses at dogs claims her night vision and sense of smell is better because she's really a cat. She even meows in cat language. Sadly, these lifestyle choices are nothing more than disorders. In some cases, serious mental disorders. But nobody's calling them out. This is what bothers me. You look at these people, and nobody's calling them out and getting them really getting them the help they need. And you're not calling them out to get them to lose their jobs. You're not calling them out so people will make fun of them. That's not the goal here. The goal is to call them out so they can get their help. You know, we've got, what's that one lady? I wish I could find that story. I can't find it right now, but that one lady that had her ears taken off. She was having tattoos of leopard spots put on her body because she was trans species. Who stops these people? Don't give me this freedom garbage. Okay, this freedom to do what you want to do, a whole different animal, pardon the pun there, whole different animal when you decide you're going to mutilate your body because you were born in the wrong species. Right? And they want us to be tolerant of them. These doctors want us to be tolerant of these people. It's, you know what? I guess I could be tolerant of you if you're not dragging my tax dollars into it. You're not telling me or forcing me to believe that it's a okay lifestyle. I don't even want to call it a lifestyle. It's an okay way of thinking. Because it's not. It's sick. And you need help. But right back to the way I opened up the show. You can be anything you want to be, right? We've taught these people that they can do anything they want to themselves. They can do anything they want to their bodies. They can do anything they want as long as they're not hurting other people. When do we stop them? I don't buy into the whole trans everything. You can't be transgender, trans species, trans... What else did I have here? Transabled... And we put trans in front of it, and all of a sudden it's an acceptable form of living, if you would. Those people need help. We should be getting them help. No, I'm not making fun of them. You can believe I am, but I'm not. But we need to get them help. This idea that anything goes and anything works is why we have people in the streets that are protesting a constitutional election. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I gotta go. I may go drinking after this. Well, you know what? In the next hour, come on back. Check us back out in the next hour. I'm telling you, we'll finish up. I can't let this one go. We're the 4-year-old. The 4-year-old has been given hormone blockers because he wants to be like mommy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.